It is a tremendous message that has been shared in song. It's an awesome truth that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, was born at Bethlehem some 2,000 years ago. When you think down through 2,000 years of time, we come together to celebrate that birth. And yet, when it took place, it was relatively insignificant and unknown as far as the people, even in the vicinity, were concerned. Think about it. A little town 5 or 6 miles outside of Jerusalem, insignificant and not that important, Bethlehem. There, Jesus Christ, the Messiah of Israel, the Son of God, was born into the human race. He'd live 33 years, hardly leaving the bounds of Israel itself, never having any significant position in the world or any significant number of followers. After 33 years, he would be rejected by the Jews that he came to offer himself as their king and Messiah. He, in league with the Romans, the Jews together, would have him crucified on a cross as a common criminal. Isaiah the prophet said he was despised and rejected of men. 2,000 years later, we come together and much of the world recognizes there's something significant. For some, it's just been turned into, quote, a holiday. A time to celebrate, party, and give gifts. But there's something deep and significant, even has been conveyed in the songs. Something very important for every single person who ever lives on the face of this earth. There were angels who announced the birth of Christ, sent from heaven. Unto you this day in the city of David is born a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. Amazing how many people will sing, talk, go on and hear that, but it never registers. Why would angels say a Savior has been born? Christ the Lord, the Son of God, the Messiah of Israel, has been born. We don't stop and think, what does it mean? Why? Why would God's Son leave heaven, be born of a virgin, conceived of the Holy Spirit, so that he would be the God-man and announce that he is the Savior? The Romans crucified many, many people, but only one is significant to us today. Many people have died down through history, but there's only one who bears such an importance. You know why? There's only one who is a Savior. Why is that significant? Many people die, but they're not Saviors. Someday everyone in this room will experience death. We'll get a tombstone, maybe. People will weep. Some people may smile, but we'll be gone. But something about Jesus Christ, and we need to stop and think, because God says it's important to every individual person. You cannot escape Jesus Christ, because every one of us need a Savior, one who rescues us, delivers us from our lostness. The Bible says all have sinned. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Christ himself said, I came to give my life a ransom for many. You know what? The Bible says the penalty for our sin is death. That's why death occurs. And that is a penalty for sin. And it will include separation from God for eternity. And the most awful of places called hell. That's the destiny of the human race apart from a Savior. Jesus Christ came to be the Savior that every single one of us need. I know the vast majority of the people ignore that. They're busy about their life. They're busy about grab the gusto, get all you can, get on with life, enjoy it, get ready for a good retirement, enjoy getting to retirement, enjoy all these things. And we celebrate the holiday. And we miss the point. This is the most wonderful event we're celebrating. Christ Jesus, the Son of God, was born at Bethlehem so he could die on the cross to pay the penalty for our sins. That's the great demonstration of God's love, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for you. He died for me. What an amazing truth. It is worth celebrating. It is worth rejoicing. A Savior has been born. The Savior provided by God came to earth to take my place, to take your place, to pay your penalty, so you could be forgiven, so you could be rescued from your lostness, so you could have the cleansing that only God can bring, so you can have life and have it more abundantly. Jesus said, I came that you might have life and might have it more abundantly. So many people in the world are seeking something, but they're missing it. They're missing what God has provided in his Son. Now we must understand, God has provided his Son to be the Savior. But there is a condition on you benefiting from that. You must recognize your sinful, lost condition. And that's humbling. Most don't want to stop and think about that. The fact that God says we are all sinners. Our sin has separated us from him. We don't want to give that a lot of thought. We're busy about other things. But that's most important. Christ came to remedy that situation. It's been done. When Christ died on the cross, he said, it is finished. There's nothing else that needs to be done or can be done. Christ died for the world. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. But that's not the end. In order that whosoever believes in him might not perish, but have everlasting life. And there is the thing that stands between salvation, life, forgiveness. Have you ever understood your lost condition? And that's humbling. And realize, God, I am nothing but a hell-deserving sinner. I am lost. But by your grace, I can be saved. I want to put my trust, my faith in the Savior who loved me and died for me. Isn't it a terrible thought that the Son of God would leave heaven, be born into the human race, live a brief life, die on the cross to pay the penalty for our sin, and you would let it go by? So much of the world will sing some of the songs, hear the message, and they're on with life. You have to stop and think, why did Christ come to this earth? Why did he die? So what? What does that mean to me? God says, if you do not believe in him, you deserve to be condemned to hell. He provided a Savior at great cost to himself. If you consider that nothing, then you must pay the penalty that you for the sin that you're guilty of. You've rejected the Savior. And the amazing thing, it's free. I'm not about to take an offering. We're not leading up to something. Well, now, if you all give and you join this church, we'll all go to heaven. You could give all your money, join this church, and die and go to hell. Because what you need is a Savior. And the Savior's already been provided. And salvation comes not by joining a church, not by getting baptized, not by trying to clean up your life and live as a better person. Salvation comes when you recognize you can't clean up your life. You are too far gone. I am too far gone. That's what sin does. It has ruined us. It has cut us off from God. He says only death can pay the penalty. But then he says, I'll have it paid for you. I'll have my son take your place to pay your penalty. But you will not benefit from that unless you recognize your sin and place your faith in my son as the one who loved you and died for you. So the message of the birth of Christ is one to be celebrated, a message to be proclaimed. His name is Jesus, Jehovah Savior, because he will save his people from their sins. If you believe in him, you will become one who belongs to him. What a great time to place your faith in Christ. To know he'll cleanse me on the inside, wash me clean. He says we'll be whiter than snow in the sight of God. Cause us to be born again. We become children of God. And all the blessings that God has provided in the death of his son become our hope. Let's join together in prayer. Thank you, Lord, for the riches of your grace, the depths of your love. Lord, as we've heard the beauty of this message presented with the beauty of the music, each one of us, Lord, need to stop and consider, where are we in our relationship to you? Lord, you see us as we are. There's no one here whose life is hidden from you. You see us as we are on the inside. You see the condition of our hearts and our mind. And yet, in love, you offer us your salvation as a free gift. We gather to be reminded again. The birth of Christ is important for each person on the face of the earth. Each person gathered here tonight, because he was born to be the Savior. He was born to give his life to pay the penalty for our sin. And he accomplished that. And now all that stands between us and experiencing the wonder of your forgiveness, your love, your salvation, is our pride, our unwillingness to humble ourselves before you, acknowledge our lost sinful condition, and place our faith and trust in the one who loved us enough to die for us. Lord, I pray for each person sitting here this evening that this truth might grip their hearts, that none of us would walk away ignoring the free gift that you've provided in your Son. And we give you praise for what you have done for us. We come in Christ's name. Amen.